Part 4.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, my name is Charles Zing. I'm calling because I'm interested in holiday packages to France that your company offers. My wife and I have been looking for an affordable trip, and one of my colleagues recommended your tours. I heard you have a variety of tours for people with different interests. We want to spend more time in Paris and learn about different architecture and history of the area. I'll be on a business trip this weekend, and I'd like to meet with you before I leave on Saturday. Could you call me at 555-2859 and let me know when you are available this week? Thank you.
Number 71. Why is the speaker calling? Number 72. How did the speaker learn about the agency? Number 73. What will the speaker do on Saturday? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement. Are you tired of wondering who to call whenever you have problems with your appliances? Now, one call does it all. You can get a service contract for all your appliances, refrigerator, television, washer and dryer, and even your water heater, covered in one easy contract. With the monthly fee of as low as $10, Care for You offers high-quality maintenance and repair service on all your appliances. Should you have any troubles, just call us day or night, 7 days a week. We will be there for you. And if you call us now, we will take 15% off from your first bill. But hurry, this offer is good for next 10 days only, so call today and wash away your worries. Number 74. What is offered in this advertisement? Number 75. Why does the man say, call us day or night, 7 days a week? Number 76. How long is the special offer good for? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Everyone, I have an announcement before you start your shift. We're going to upgrade some of the machinery in the ceramics factory. The new machines will do the same function of mixing and taking the air out of the soil mixture, but they'll do it more quickly. This upgrade will help us speed up our production of new line of ceramic dinnerware and teawares almost 30 to 40% faster than before. Everyone must be trained on using the new equipment before they start using it. The training will be conducted department by department during your regular working hours so that the whole operation won't be affected by it. You'll get an email today explaining your team's exact training date and time.
Number 77. What type of merchandise does the factory produce? Number 78. Why is the factory getting new equipment? Number 79. According to the speaker, how will the employees receive training? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Vanessa Adams from the accounting department. I'm calling about the problem with your expense report you've submitted for your trip to New York last month. You have submitted the report and receipts on the payment you made on your one-week trip. I'm afraid some of the restaurant receipts don't match the amounts you've entered in your expense report. Also, a couple of dates don't match the dates on your itinerary. I'm sure you would like to be reimbursed for these expenses as soon as possible, but I can't approve the payment until these discrepancies are corrected. I would like you to stop by at the accounting office today or tomorrow to discuss this matter. Thank you.
Number 80. What department does the speaker work for? Number 81. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Receipts don't match the amounts"?
Number 82. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Thank you all for coming to Lakeville Complex Residents Association meeting. My name is Lisa Arnold and I'm the new building manager. It is a great pleasure to see all of you. As the manager, my first job should be preparing for the annual safety inspection next month. As you know, passing this inspection is very important in managing this size of property. So, please feel free to let me know any repairs that should be done before the inspection. I would set up a special bulletin board in front of the manager's office so that you can put any comments or suggestions on the board concerning the problems with our complex. I'll check the board every day and make sure that the problems are fixed as soon as possible.
Number 83. Who is the speaker? Number 84. What does the speaker say her first task will be? Number 85. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
As you know, each year our company supports a local improvements project, and this year we have decided to support a local charity called Greenpeace. Greenpeace is a non-profit organization focusing on planting more trees and educating people on the importance of a greener planet. We've decided to purchase about 100 trees, and each one of you will plant them together with local residents. Now, I will be distributing copies of an article we got from Greenpeace. This article explains in terms of what we should do to protect our environment, especially by saving trees first. You should read it before the volunteering project scheduled for next Friday.
Number 86. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 87. Who provided the article that the speaker is distributing? Number 88. What type of information about trees does the article contain? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report. This is WXG, your evening business report. Today, Dudley Motor Corporation's chairman Michael Santos announced that they will increase the production of the company's most popular model, the DW3000. The sales of this production have steadily increased in almost all global markets since its introduction in last March. Mr. Santos thinks that the compact size and affordable price are the key factors in this model's success. As of next month, DW3000 will be the only car model produced at the company's factory in Spring Valley, Australia. Mr. Santos will expect this will ease the strain on meeting the increased global supplies. Number 89. Who is Michael Santos? Number 90. What did Michael Santos announce? Number 91. What does the man imply when he mentions, "The DW3000 will be the only car model produced in Australia"? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
If you are looking for a job or considering a career change, come to Ocean City's 10th Annual Job Fair. The fair will take place in the city's convention center from August 10th through August 12th. Over 100 small and medium-sized companies will look for their new and experienced employees in the fair. Again, this year, Radio WXN is one of the sponsors of the fair, and you can listen to WXN for live updates every hour throughout the convention period. Admission is free, but the participants should register beforehand to receive official name cards and other information. Candidates must bring their resumes and up-to-date employment history and current contact information. Please visit the Job Fair website at www.oceanjobfair.govt for the complete list of companies and organizations participating in the event.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the event? Number 93. Who is one of the sponsors of the event? Number 94. According to the speaker, what can be found on the website? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following news report and map.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to MZ Morning Traffic with Julie Park. The last night's storm did quite some damage on the road, and the morning commute is not easy today. Lincoln Tunnel is backed up almost 10 miles because of broken trees are blocking the entrance of one of the lane to downtown. The police are already at the scene directing the cleanup, but it will take at least another hour. So if you're on Highway 95, I would recommend the Route 65 instead of the tunnel. Most of the major roads are moving smoothly, but please take caution of the slippery road conditions because of the storm. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with more detailed road conditions after the short message from our sponsors.
Number 95. What is the problem with the tunnel? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which exit are the motorists advised to take? Number 97. What will the listeners most likely hear next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and coupon. Before we start, I'd like to remind everyone about our new discount coupon promotions. As you know, discount coupons for our product have been printed in local newspapers, but starting next month, customers will also receive coupons electronically by email. We'd like the cashiers to mention this to customers as they're checking out of the store. Ask them if they would be interested in receiving discount coupons through email. These special e-coupons offer premium discounts and special deals to be used on different weekdays. For example, on Mondays and Tuesdays, all vegetables are 50% off after 4 o'clock. And on Wednesdays and Thursdays, all dairy products are 50% off, and so on. This change will attract more customers to the store on weekdays as well as the weekends. We can also obtain more information about our customers to serve them better in the future. Number 98. What is the announcement about? Number 99. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What day is the coupon valid on?